This is WFYI News Now. It's November 20th, and I'm Darian Benson. Coming up, Ohioans voted this month to make recreational marijuana legal in their state. Challenges lay ahead in the Ohio State House, but if the referendum becomes law, Indiana will be surrounded on three sides by recreational marijuana states.
What I'm asking for is a debate on the floor. We can talk about public health, we can talk about economic revenue, we can talk about anything everyone wants to talk about on this debate, but then let's have a vote and see where it lands.
But first, these headlines. A protest outside Newfield Sunday swelled calls for transparency and criticism from the community. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports the gathering comes after the museum announced President and CEO Dr. Colette Burnett will depart.
About 50 people called for an explanation in Burnett's departure. She has not made a public statement since she left.
Tell us why you made her go!
A growing number of local Black organizations signed on to a demand for transparency. Wild-styled Bichelle, artist and community advocate, says the loss of Burnett at Newfields is keenly felt. He says she started important work that supports the community.
Getting very involved in the community, having real discussions, making real change at Newfields, which is something that we had never seen before.
Three museum board members also resigned posts recently. Burnett was on the job for 15 months before her departure. Her appointment came after the previous leader resigned following a controversial job posting. Newfields has not yet responded to WFYI emails about Burnett's departure. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.
A judge temporarily stopped Indianapolis Public Schools from selling a closed school building on Friday. The motion came after the same trial ruled IPS is exempt from a state law that requires its property can only be sold to charter schools for $1. Attorney General Todd Urquita disagreed with that exemption, and the judge granted his request to stop the sale of the building until an appeal process plays out. For years, IPS leaders have wanted to dispose of closed school buildings on their own terms in the face of declining enrollment and fiscal challenges. For more on this story, go to WFYI.org/news. Participation in Indiana School Voucher Program surged this year. From WFYI's Education Desk, Eric Weddle reports many more families are now eligible for state help paying tuition at private and religious schools.
The school voucher program was originally intended to help low-income students. Earlier this year, the state's Republican majority expanded eligibility to those with upper-class incomes. A family of four earning up to $220,000 now qualifies. New state data shows more than 69,000 scholarship applications were approved since March. That's an increase of 30% compared to the previous academic year. Data on what type of families applied and the schools they attend won't be available until the spring. Last year, the Choice Scholarship Program cost the state more than $300 million. I'm Eric Weddle.
And for our in-depth story today, Ohioans voted this month to make recreational marijuana legal in their state. Challenges lay ahead in the Ohio State House, but if the referendum becomes law, Indiana will be surrounded on three sides by recreational marijuana states. Ethan Sandwise digs into Hoosiers' reactions and why Indiana has been slow to follow its neighbors.
These all on our shelf here are nicotine products.
In Bloomington's exclusive smoke and vape, shoppers can find all sorts of marijuana accessories and legal alternatives, but no marijuana. Cannabis remains fully illegal in Indiana. Some Hoosiers like Charles Slayton, an employee here at Smoke and Vape, have been going out of state to smoke.
I've gone to Denver, Colorado to purchase it before even Illinois was legal.
Slayton says he's used marijuana to manage chronic pain and PTSD. He watched the Ohio vote closely.
Yeah, I saw them legalize it. I read the report. I'm like, Indiana is way behind all the other states.
Like Hoosiers, Ohioans have been pouring money into dispensaries across state lines. Ohio attorney Tom Herron worked with the coalition that pushed for the referendum so they wouldn't have to travel.
I think Ohioans had seen over the last 10 years that regulated markets work. They've been to Michigan, they've been to Illinois.
States have been moving fast to create legal markets. This year alone, Delaware and Minnesota legalized marijuana, and Kentucky started allowing medical use. Indiana did not. But that doesn't mean it's an unpopular idea. Ohio's referendum passed with 57% approval. A study by Ball State University and Indiana Public Broadcasting last year showed 85% of Hoosiers want marijuana to be legal in some form. Blake Johnson is a Democratic state representative from Indianapolis. He thinks if Indiana held a referendum today, there's a good chance legalization would pass.
The reason Ohio's been able to legalize is because they put it to the voters. In the state of Indiana, voters aren't allowed to bring forward a ballot initiative. And again, I'd ask, what are we afraid of? Why are we so afraid of the people who've entrusted us with these jobs to hear what they have to say definitively on an issue?
Indiana is one of 24 states that don't allow referenda. The last session, numerous lawmakers, mostly Republicans, introduced bills at the state house that would legalize marijuana in some form. None of them made it to a vote. Johnson was one of those lawmakers.
What I'm asking for is a debate on the floor. We can talk about public health. We can talk about economic revenue. We can talk about anything everyone wants to talk about on this debate. But then let's have a vote and see where it lands.
Lawmakers are discussing marijuana, just not on the floor. Members of a study committee convened at the State House November 1st to discuss legalization and make recommendations. Proponents argued legalization would reduce conviction rates and increase tax revenue. Ashton Eller from the Indiana Chamber of Commerce spoke against legalization, citing workplace safety concerns for cannabis users at industrial jobs.
These workplace accidents, these workplace injuries, they cost employers money. And if we don't have the ability to screen for employees pre-employment and post-accident and random if necessary, that is a huge hindrance to employment in Indiana.
After 7 hours, the committee failed to reach a consensus or produce any recommendations. Eller wants lawmakers to slow down, but the market is growing quickly. Some legislators believe legalization is inevitable. Johnson worries that taking too long to act could disadvantage Hoosiers.
Our business owners, our farmers, will not have a seat at the table, and it will be outside of state businesses that come in and run this market.
Marijuana remains federally restricted, and Governor Eric Holcomb has said he won't support legalization until that law is changed. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandwise.
That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Our podcast is produced by the following people who live in your community: Aubriana Heron, Kendall Antron, who composed the music for this podcast, and me, Darian Benson. Our news director is Sarah Neal Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.